You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
In the ever-evolving ICICI story, today we speak of a new appointment and the continued absence of Chanda Kochhar. We introduce Sandeep Bakshi on this Editor's Pick of the Day podcast on Money Control.
Editor's Pick of the Day. Sandeep Bakshi, appointed COO of ICICI, a Money Control exclusive.
The Board of Directors of ICICI Bank has appointed Sandeep Bakshi as its whole-time director and chief operating officer designate. Bakshi's appointment as COO will be for a period of 5 years, subject to regulatory approvals, and his tenure will start on the 19th of June, the bank said in a disclosure to the exchanges. The new COO will be responsible for handling all businesses and corporate operations of the bank. All executive directors on the bank's board and its executive management will report to Bakshi, who in turn will report to the Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer Chanda Kochhar, the bank added. Ms. Kochhar will, however, be on leave until the investigation is complete. Bakshi, who joined ICICI over 3 decades ago, has been the Managing Director and CEO of ICICI Prudential Life Insurance Company since August of 2010. He held the position of the bank's Deputy Managing Director earlier. ICICI, in a statement, said, and we quote from there, Mr. Bakshi has extensive experience of leading both corporate and retail businesses across the ICICI group. He started his career with ICICI Limited in 1986. He looked after the corporate clients for the northern and eastern regions of ICICI Limited before joining ICICI Lombard in 2002. Unquote. Kochhar, who is the subject of an inquiry into the alleged Videocon loan deal, will be on leave until the inquiry is completed. For as long as she's on leave, Bakshi will report to the board. Subsequent to Bakshi's appointment, the bank's board has recommended to the board of ICICI Prudential Life that it appoint N.S. Kannan as its MD and CEO. We have in the past covered the story in great detail, and we advise that you listen to these podcasts to get a clearer sense of what these developments are. The latest decision from the Board of Directors comes only a few days after the Securities and Exchange Board of India, or SEBI, issued a notice to Kochhar about the bank's dealings with the Videocon Group and New Power Renewables, a company founded by her husband, Deepak Kochhar. To do the quickest of recaps, the background here is that questions have been raised over a 3,250 crore rupee loan that the bank sanctioned to the Videocon Group in 2012. Videocon Group CEO Venugopal Dhoot allegedly provided crores of rupees to New Power Renewables 6 months after his company received this loan. The loan was part of the 40,000 crore rupee loan that Videocon secured from a consortium of 20 banks. SBI led the consortium of banks. ICICI had previously protected Ms. Kochhar and said these allegations were an attempt to, and we quote, malign the bank, unquote. The ICICI ship, for now, is to be steered by Sandeep Bakshi. The obvious question, who is he? Pending regulatory approvals, Bakshi is going to assume a rather large role and is expected to put on big britches. The COO post did not exist in ICICI and has been created specifically for Bakshi. There were 4 senior executives of ICICI Bank who have been on the ICICI Bank board: N.S. Kannan, Vijay Chandok, Vishakha Mulye, and Anup Bakshi. That Bakshi is thought of as a leader who does not believe in factionalism may have resulted in his being chosen, according to a report on Live Mint. Bakshi was at the helm of taking the first Indian insurance company public and had only recently been reappointed as the CEO of ICICI Prudential for a period of 2 years. Bakshi started off in development banking with the erstwhile ICICI Limited in 1986. He headed the group's non-life insurance company ICICI Lombard General Insurance Company Limited for 2 years between March 2007 and April 2009 and became a deputy managing director and head of retail in the bank before shifting to the life insurance company in August 2010. He has had experience in project financing, risk management and corporate banking beside retail. Colleagues think of him as, and we quote, cool as a cucumber, unquote, and he's widely perceived to be an institution builder. A mechanical engineer from Punjab Engineering College in Chandigarh and a management postgraduate from XLRI, Bakshi, who also cleared the National Defence Academy tests, has been MD and CEO of ICICI Prudential for 8 years now and is the second senior-most official at ICICI Bank after Ms. Kochhar. He has headed both retail and corporate businesses across the ICICI group. The biggest challenge facing Bakshi, according to industry watchers, will be to allay the concerns of investors, shareholders and regulators around corporate governance. Investors believe that he will also be responsible for resolving the bad loan problem, which has been plaguing the bank for the last three fiscal years. ASV Krishnan, a banking analyst with SBI Cap Securities, speaking to Mint, said, and we quote him, "The appointment of Mr. Sandeep Bakshi as Chief Operating Officer is the most practical middle ground that the board could have adopted. Mr. Bakshi's immediate priorities would be to get the executive leadership team to rally around, rebuild currency with stakeholders, including the regulator, investors and shareholders, and install the support system that the probe committee needs in order to conduct its investigation in a fair and transparent manner," unquote. ICICI Bank shares have underperformed its private sector peers for a long time over bad loan concerns, but some analysts have turned positive on ICICI Bank shares after this appointment. Sanjeev Bhasin, Executive Vice President, Markets and Corporate Affairs at India Infoline, said that his appointment soothes concerns over governance issues and corporate loan demand is also expected to pick up. The expectation of analysts is that in the near term, some volatility is to be expected in ICICI shares. Yesterday, the shares rallied as much as 3.6% after Bakshi's appointment. Today, in early trade, the shares dipped as much as 1%, but showed some recovery in late trade. On the BSE, ICICI shares closed 0.3% down at 291.05 rupees. What do the brokering firms have to say about the changes in ICICI? Jefferies said that while retaining its buy call on the bank with a target price of 380 rupees per share, and we quote what they say, COO role strikes us as unnecessary in the long term. Valuations are cheap at current levels, unquote. Jefferies believes that Sandeep Bakshi's deep association should aid a smooth transition. The research house feels operating environment has been improving and the bank is able to arrest fresh non-performing loans formation. Another global brokerage firm, Citi, also maintained its buy call on ICICI Bank with a target price of 390 rupees, saying that the appointment of Bakshi significantly reduced the uncertainty among all stakeholders regarding management. IDFC Securities too retained the buy rating with a target price of 370 rupees as it feels the new COO reinstilled confidence in management. IDFC Securities said, and we quote, "Arrangement seems win-win for both ICICI Bank and ICICI Prudential Life Insurance. The likelihood of Mr. Bakshi being selected as new CEO is very high," unquote.
Editor's pick of the day. Sandeep Bakshi, appointed COO of ICICI. A Money Control exclusive.
There we have it. Chanda Kochar is still MD and CEO and still on leave. Meanwhile, Sandeep Bakshi is the COO and the industry feels warmly towards him. The stock markets reacted jubilantly yesterday with some pairing of gains today. Bakshi in a recent interview had said, and we quote him, "I wanted to spend a lot of time outside of normal life in jungles. There is a lot of fascination around wildlife, watching predators, foxes, jackals," unquote. He is in one sort of a jungle, all right. Should Kochar step down, will Bakshi be elevated? Is this the pre-anointment ritual? Only time will tell, and you know we will. There is bound to be another podcast on that. Thank you for joining us.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.